Okay, so earlier this morning, when we woke up, we were given the impression from the Exodus leader that there would be a delay in the evacuation. So we kind of had this discount about lunchtime, we announced that suddenly the Chinese helicopter was en route to us to do an ice levy. This is a very short window of time that we were working with them because the weather was good, and the helicopter can only operate in very, very, very sunny clear weather. So suddenly, a very short time, normally we have at least, several hours to do this. We had only 1 hour to sort of trip. They were on their way. We still, they are already scheduled. Suddenly we were away. The giant landed a helicopter on the team on the vision bar and it set up wooden planks to help them to the helicopter pad because during the day the sun was being quite warm, so the ice passed as well. When the helicopter landed, it actually sort of slumped into the ice helicopter, by the way. So they sort of came back to the first room for it. And so it was going to be, it was quite a complicated operation. Basically, the Chinese helicopter couldn't land on the Aurora. Aurora's helijack was equipped with the Chinese helicopter, or large helicopter. So what we had to do, they transported us to an ice load next to the Aurora, where they set us down, and then we walked about 100, 200 yards from the ice load, and then we're pushed up in a bar, so cargo bars, they sort of lowered down onto the ice and
Lawrence, you must be mightily relieved. What was the? Give us a sense of how people felt.
It was a one of excitement and I mean it was quite chaotic. I think for most of myself and Alec and Andrew Bacon, the BBC journalist. And Andrew Peacock, of course, we were desperately trying to help what I'm doing before we left, so when I'm doing video, I'm still kind of a nightmare trying to kind of mark our schedule all that. It's an amazing feeling. I mean, the helicopter ride was really quite thrilling, really. I mean, it was about a 15-minute ride. I was shooting video, so they put me right in the jump seat, right behind the toilet, so I had this amazing view. And we stopped up, and it was just extraordinary. The scene was so beautiful. The sun, the beautiful light across the ice. And, having been trapped in this boat for the past, 10 days or so, to suddenly be kind of hoisted out of it and suddenly see this butterfly's effect all around us, it was mesmerizing. And then we flew directly over the sea long, which looked like this sort of tiny, boy like red, being surrounded by white. And then suddenly, there was the Aurora, this big, gleaming red hunk of metal. I mean, it's a very ungainly sight, but it looks streamlined in any shape or form. It's very sort of square, monolithic kind of thing. I've never been happier to see it here ship in my life. Everyone on the crew got on board safely. There was about 7 ships in total. Five passengers, and then 2 others for cargo and baggage. We got here very quickly, very efficiently into a canteen where all the other passengers who were ahead of us waiting assembled. And Alec and I, it was quite funny as we walked into the large room where everyone had been gathered. Everyone was cheering everyone else in. I walked in, I was sitting there, I had a GoPro on my head, I was holding video camera, still camera, and Alex and I had a huge round of applause every time we were talking to the
Lawrence, is everyone okay?
Yeah, everyone's fine. Everyone's absolutely fine. All the time before, we got all of our stuff off. It was a big relief. At one point, we were worried that we'd have to actually leave behind bits of our kit because if the weather suddenly changed, we'd have to abandon it and take away. We were very lucky that the weather held and we were able to get all of our stuff. And everyone, the mood is good. I mean, I think there was some trepidation because we appreciate that we've, you know, that this vessel, the Aurora Australis, has quite very considerably come out of its way on its science Antarctic program to come and help us. So they were resupplying in Haiti, the Australian Antarctic Base, and they had to sort of drop everything and regroup and come and rescue us. I think everyone is just incredibly grateful and humbled by that sort of spirit of everyone out here having the remoteness to just look out for her. We had a very nice walk back with us we're very looking forward to kind of getting to know our new ship. I'm not going to be there for at least 2 to 3 weeks, we think, before we get back to Hobart. This is sort of in some ways phase two. I mean, on our trip so far, it's almost like a halfway point. It's really good. I think for 6 people already in the past 9 hours, we're now on the top half of the ship, so that's crazy. Everyone's just taking it in. We can see the sea long quite clearly from where we are. The sun is setting, a gorgeous, amazing orange sky background. Alex standing in a few feet away from typing, still trying to get stuck to editors we're relieved this is kind of very dramatic, but it was really cool being in the helicopter. I mean, it was very fun, and the Chinese were wonderful, and I felt really sad I couldn't say thank you to them properly. I mean, I sort of tried my best as I was leaving, but this lovely pilot, he was sort of smiling and giving me the thumbs up and telling me where to point my camera. He was giving me a heads up when the ships were coming into view. The Chinese were wonderful. They were really, really fantastic, and I hope somehow get word to say how grateful we are.
Okay, good to talk to you, safe journey home.
I'm fine, excited. You can tell.
Thanks a lot. Okay,